Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday, except it's Azure Friday at Build. This is one of our first Azure Fridays where we're walking around. It's Azure Friday on the go. If you like it, please tweet us at Azure Friday and maybe we'll do more of these. Right now I'm here at the Azure IoT Central Desk with Miriam Berhane-Rusum. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You having a good show?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I see devices. I always love to come to booths where they have a device that I can play with. When you're doing something with Azure IoT, sometimes I have like an Arduino or a Raspberry Pi or a small IoT device. What do I need the back end for? What do I need that?
Yeah, totally. I get your point totally. So we do have an MX chip device here, as you see. In fact, you're interested in specific sensors that this device has. You can see we have temperature, pressure, acceleration, and a bunch of other cool things that we want to measure from this device.
Is this a developer's kit?
Yeah, this is totally a developer kit.
Okay, so people can buy this now.
Yeah, exactly. You can buy this now. It's MX chip Azure IoT.
Okay.
So it's really made actually to work with Azure IoT. It's very easy to get connected.
Right.
And you don't have to think about setting up the cloud aspect of it because Azure IoT Central actually takes that away from you.
Really?
It makes it so easy. You connect it, voila, and you literally start looking at your data.
So what kind of sensors? I see a tiny screen. It's very nice in color.
Yeah. And then all of these ones are like the sensors that we have. We do have a motion sensor, a magnetometer.
Yeah.
We do have a pressure sensor, humidity, and a temperature sensor.
Okay. So this kind of represents a basic device I could get started on.
Absolutely.
And my real device would have the MX chip and then a different sensor, whatever my product is going to have.
Yeah, exactly. And you will see that most of the times, pretty much those are the common type of sensors that you'll usually typically use in IoT devices.
Mm-hmm.
You might, for your real needs, you might start changing them. Maybe if you want a temperature sensor, it depends like on what type of use case you have.
Okay.
So maybe if you want it for an airplane or aerospace application, probably you need a different type of sensor.
Okay.
But basically, these are made in such a way you can prototype with this, you can design your device prototype with this, and then you can go and really buy the real ones that you need.
Okay, and then when I have, when I buy this dev kit, is there sample code that comes along that works in all the languages I want to use?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. There's sample code. We do actually have a firmware that works right away with IoT Central.
Oh, really?
So your experience becomes, hey, you go to IoT Central, aka ms/IoT Central. You create an application. We do have free trials. And then you can actually choose one of the sample applications that we have for dev kits.
Right.
And you'll be able to find actually all these developer kits. So you can see we have an MX chip developer kit, we have the Raspberry Pi, and we have the STM that discovery kit.
Right.
And we also have, it's not here, but we do have Windows IoT Core as well. And basically, once you have this device, we do have firmware that works with them. And it's very easy to just get started.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, for this one, I will show you how this device is described. As you can see, the sensors that I've described here, they're all listed here because I modeled my device in IoT Central.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much all of those sensors
is one device.
Exactly. And this is real data that's coming out from this device. So you experience as a developer, pretty much you get this kit.
Yeah.
You come to IoT Central, you start with a template, and then you can download the firmware, flash your device, and it's going to be connected to your application.
And then that information goes into IoT Central, and then I can write an application to consume it, and it can, I can have one device or a billion?
Exactly, absolutely. And actually, you're not even writing an application, meaning your interest here is actually to model your device. So you're describing your device. This is the application I will have. As you said, you can, once you describe one specific device with a template, then you can just connect hundreds of it.
Wow.
Really.
Okay.
And you don't have to redo the work all the time.
And where can I buy this?
This one, you can actually go to the Azure IoT device catalog and then find all the ones that are Azure certified. The MX chip happened to be one of the Azure certified one, and then you can order it from there.
So then if I buy something, whether it's MX or another chip, if it's Azure certified, it's guaranteed it'll work in IoT Central.
Yeah, so I would say like we're working towards that. We we do have the 3.1, we're planning to add two more.
Oh, cool.
That work out of the box with IoT Central, but our plan is actually to have all possible developer kits natively somehow work with IoT Central.
Very cool. Yeah. All right, so people can go up and check out Azure IoT Central. They can look in the device catalog.
Yep.
You can buy one and you can get this set up.
Yeah,
I actually
absolutely.
Have one of these. and it only took me maybe 15 minutes to set up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so easy because now you just can set it up in 15 minutes and then you can see how it works and then you can start doing your own thing.
Very cool.
It's very easy. This is IoT made really simple and easy.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Miriam.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm learning all about Azure IoT Central today on Azure Friday.